to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with rising stars Jill Maria and Jordy Gooden. So check this out later in the show. But first, let's go to our interview with yoga therapist Janine Naiman. Check this out. I'm excited to have back on the show Janine Naiman. She is a holistic therapist specializing in yoga therapy and emotional freedom technique. Welcome back.
Great. Thanks for welcoming me back, Christine. It's good to be here.
So what is emotional freedom technique, or EFT?
EFT? Well, EFT, in another word for it, is actually tapping. And so what we do is we use the body's energy system while we tap onto these particular parts of the body. At the same time, we're using sort of talk therapy to help you reformat your mind. In other words, it's really great for if you're stuck or if somebody's really having a hard time getting past something, something emotional. Yeah, so anxiety, those types of things, yeah.
So what parts of the body do you tap into?
Well, there's several places, so it's usually just really around the face, so it's just on the outer wrist and, you know, inside of the eye, and, you know, so while we're talking to somebody, we're actually tapping into all these particular points, and what can actually happen is that something that really was overwhelming for somebody when we started, so usually I'll interview them and say something happened, a trauma, and when they think of that trauma, you know, their anxiety level, their, you know, things are at about a level 10. Well, what happens is after we tap and we go through the process, it's very quickly we'll actually see that the brain will release the stress and the trauma around that event. You have the memory of the event, but no longer be triggered with the trauma. So it's a really effective modality.
Yeah. What a specialty you have. Yeah, and who are your patients?
All sorts of people, so it just really depends. It can be something stuck. I know I had really great success for someone that was having an allergy attack. And right in the middle of the allergy attack, we just talked his body through and really calmed him down very, very quickly. And so he was able to, you know, carry on with his rest of his day. I work with a lot of people that have had anxiety or have had a traumatic event, and they really feel stuck and they can't seem to get past it. So it can be anybody, all ages and all of that, yeah.
And with athletes, you know, with visualization, yeah. Like how is that treated?
Visualization is so simple, and it's actually been used for a very, very long time, and they're actually really doing a ton of science on it right now, and they've done some really, really cool stuff. So actually the University of Ohio, what they did is they took a group of men and they split them in two. And what they did with one group is they actually put casts on their wrist. I know, right? And the other group they left alone. So the group that they put the cast on the wrist, what they did is that for 11 minutes a day, five times a week, they were asked to visualize doing a muscle contraction. So like a bicep curl for you know, 11 minutes, you know, for 4 weeks. And at the end of this research program, they tested the group that did nothing and then the guys that, you know, just visualized doing the bicep curls. And they discovered that the strength had increased twofold on the guys that were just doing the visualization, and their brain power actually increased. So they actually had a stronger neural pathways inside of their brain. Yeah, so visualization is really powerful. Yeah.
Joining me are two special guests. They are multi-talented individuals. They're accomplished actors. Most of their two rising stars from Alberta, and they're here with me today, Jill Maria and Jordan Gooden. And he's welcome to the show.
Thank you, Christine.
Yes.
Really appreciate it.
So here you are on the cover of On Here.
Yes.
The magazine.
With much shorter hair.
So tell us, how did you two meet and that you work together, right?
Yes.
That is a long story, but Jordan has always been a prominent photographer in Calgary, Alberta, wherever he is, but fashion shows. I was modeling when I first started in the industry in about 2013 with a friend of mine, and Jordan was one of the best. Some of his photos are still the best from back in the day.
Yeah. But we met at a fashion show. I was a photographer for the event, as I do a lot of event photography in Calgary and Alberta and across the world, and that's how we met. And of course, conversation and time brought us to this moment. And the last 2 years specifically, we've been honing on my acting talents and of course her magazine and just telling our story and getting out there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So you're here in Vancouver.
Yes.
And I want to know about the magazine on Here Web.
It's a labor of love. It's something I did to really support the community in Calgary and Canada. And it just grew with people needing promotion, needing media. I started out as an actor, and it was really hard to get yourself out there, get media attention in any format. When you want to produce a project, you need to market it. And I have that kind of background, and I just, whenever I did a project, I saw the lack of media support in our community. So it's way better now, so I'm happy to report that. But I just created I'm Here With. A lot of the reporters that you'll notice when they say things, I'm here with Jordan Gooden. And I just love that tagline because the essence of what I do is I'm here with you on your journey of, you know, hopefully till the end. I support a lot of the same people within the issues. There's been about 5 issues out, but for real, there's about 3 most professional ones, right? It started on a blog and now it's in Chapters Canada, and we put it within our city as well.
That's why I say you're multi-talented. And you know, I talk about rising stars, but you're accomplished actors. I want to know about some of your acting credits.
Yes. Well, Jill's definitely more of the veteran than I am in the acting field. In regards to credits, I'm more of a novice, but 2 years in, I've managed to do 3 nationwide commercials. I've been the lead of a show called Sex, Lies, and Murder currently on Crave Canada. I was also I'm co-starring right now on a show called Assassin's League, which is pretty cool. It's 20 episodes we're shooting this summer and hopefully get to wrap the end of the summer. And other than that, I've also got 24 credits in the bag, but those are just kind of like the big ones, you know?
And yourself,
too? I'm seen on Amazon Prime quite a bit. I started on a show called Go Fish, which all my community knows about, and that was on Amazon as well. I've done a ton of background, guys. I've put myself behind the camera as well as background and to lead roles as well. But I'm just looking kind of to the future and looking to, land some leading roles in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a part of Assassin's League and Go Fish.
She's my co-star.
Sex, Lies, and Murder. We do a lot of the same things.
Wow. So, I mean, it's like you're following your passion, but it takes drive. How do you do it facing obstacles? And, you know, how do you deal with that?
What's really nice about what you just said, Jill and I are two completely opposite people. Mm-hmm. So where one's weak, the other's very, very strong. And we balance each other out quite complementary. And it's been evident in the results that we're producing for ourselves and as well as others in the community. And honestly, I think that's pretty much like, it's just yin and yang.
It's just like a great relationship. Yeah. I am his publicist.
You are.
We're more friends. You know, I'm just learning as I go all the time, making many mistakes, you guys. But through mistakes, you learn. And we're just about creating content. And because Alberta is the way it is, and any form of art is hard to get an established name, to become a name actor. Mm-hmm. And that's not always just the goal. It's really about the relationships of the people that we get to work with. And I'm still friends with the same people I started with in Calgary and in Vancouver. I work with a group called Typhoon TV with a gal named Selena and Victor. And they created their own thing in Vancouver not too long ago. And it's really brought me out to come to Vancouver. And the excuse has, been a lot of fun.
Yes,
and passion.
You're a host, right?
Yeah.
I am a host, yes. Yeah. I try to be, yeah. Maybe not as good as you.
You're the host.
Yeah. I think passion sums it all up, and drive. and self-motivation, and we encourage each other to step out the box. We are doing something that no other Albertans are doing in our industry. You know, being in front of the camera, being behind the camera. We never really had a helping hand. We did this on our own, mm-hmm. and we know what it's like to go without that assistance. And we really literally made it our mission to ensure that people following in our footsteps don't have to go through those struggles and that trials and tribulations that would that could potentially take someone off their path of creativity. We want to be the light, the guiding light for those people as well, but we're very strong. Yes. Very strong.
Yes, well, you know, you're trailblazers, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you're setting the pace for others. So how does that make you feel?
You know, I'm just walking my life. It's not that I'm trying to become anything in that sense. I have a larger dream in my life to help others, and where I'm from is Romania. So right now I'm trying to find my family. I'm really excited about that. But that journey is like another journey off film. But it has brought me to my family. It's very strange how that happened. I support a documentary filmmaker called Daniela out of Alberta that is from Romania, and she goes back and supports with her film. So she had found me through a gal named, I can't quite remember her name, but we did a documentary about being from Romania and being in Alberta and what my life is kind of like now. And that really sparked my idea to do filmmaking in Romania when I go back. Jordan and I want to do a documentary about me finding my family and what we can do to help the women that need the help there.
Yeah, it's, get out of it's honestly just a really humbling experience. When it comes to the feeling of doing what we do, it's humbling, it's empowering, it's all the things I've ever dreamed of being in my adult years, to be completely honest. And for Jill, I think it's the exact same thing.
Yes. We watch each other succeed and fail, yes. and get back up, and we pull each other back
literally
up. Literally,
always
times.
Pulling each other back up.
There are times where we want to, you know, never yes. give up. We're content creators and artists, and we love just people and the excuse to be able to hang out with people.
It's a reason, not an excuse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and it's transferable skills.
Absolutely.
You know, acting, directing, photography. Mm-hmm. It's. Is there one that you really like?
To be completely honest, I get asked that question a lot. It's all the same to me. I do not put one above the other. Why? Because it is me. I'm not going to break myself up into different levels. I'm the best at everything that I do because I put my best forward. And my heart and soul goes into every project. Mm-hmm. And when I say I like one more than the other, I'm saying that about myself. I don't want to do that. I love everything I create at an equal level because it is who I am. I'm self-taught across the board, 16 years, and here I am. I'm in Vogue, I'm in the Louvre, I have a World Heritage Award. I travel the world for some of the most powerful people in the world, wanting this and what I create for them because I define emotion visually. There's no one else that does what I do that I found yet.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's very special. That's why I put him on the cover this year.
I gotta show it again.
Yes, yes. Please do.
It is so wicked.
He's a beautiful man. This is the the compliment that I get from everyone, men and women. They just think they've never seen anybody that looks like him. And he does get compared to Prince and a lot because he's an impersonator.
I am the Canadian Prince tribute impersonator, performer. I've performed as Prince many times, actually, in crowds as large as 1,000 people, usually private events, but I mean, I'm full costume, heels and all, guitar, background band, to even lighting and a stage. And I lip sync, but I am very technically trained with singing, and I can do the voices that I need to do.
Do you speak French?
Not yet. I can play a French-speaking actor quite well,
yes,
as we do in Assassin's League. We did a whole episode in French. We had a French dialect coach on set.
It was not easy, you guys. Thank God for Chris Schuler.
It was easy for me.
She's good for him.
So easy for you. But it was fun.
There's so much dynamic to yes. us. We're not just one thing, and we're not interested in labels of any sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how do you maintain your stamina? I mean, is there a typical day, and how do you keep going? And
Well, we don't party, we don't drink, we do not do a lot of things a lot of people do to distract from their life. Our life needs to be performed at the most optimal. So hydrating. Jill keeps me like in bed early, hopefully some nights she's up later than I am, but sleeping good, eating right, hydrating. We don't party, we don't distract, we don't get sucked in to the places that don't fuel our future. That's how we stay, you know, performing at our optimum.
And you know, when you're so healthy, mind and body, you know what you can take on and who you want to work with.
Exactly.
Jordan has implemented the word energy and
resonance
into my life, and it's everyone around us kind of talks about that nowadays. It's hilarious.
It's interesting. I do have my own language.
You do. He's very educated.
And it has been influencing a lot of people at that soul level, because it's not just words. You actually feel what I'm saying. There's intent and an energy behind it. So it's like, ooh. I feel influenced to explore what was just introduced to me. What's resonance? What does that mean? Well, what does that mean to you? You know, I think you already know. What's it feel like? And you trigger those questions in someone's mind, and they kind of are able to answer their own questions in regards to things like that. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Just being us, I think.
Yeah,
people who resonate with us, we have a long-term relationship with them, and that's
lifelong.
What we're looking for,
because lifelong.
Life is long-term, you
yes,
guys, come on.
Term.
And we're always within our media trying to share for people to collaborate and to love and to just love themselves and to be their own strength. But having a partner really helps. You know, we're great friends, and mm-hmm. I think because we've known each other for so long, and he has shot people like Bret Hart, you know, one of the biggest stars in our town. And when I had him on the cover, we really connected again, because he had said, hey, you know, I shot with him and went to England with him with his sister, and he's done covers of books for multiple people. And yeah. It's just, if he's interested in working with somebody, then we can video them, interview them for the magazine. But it's, we do our own thing. We always come back together to create, because I need them.
Yes. And you're multi-talented, as I said at the very beginning. And what is next for you?
Yeah.
We would love to sing more. You know, we love singing. We once came off set of Jan's show on CTV.
2018.
Which we both got seen on, and hopefully are in the next season as well. So hopefully tune in. You know, we have done a lot of seen on screen and upgraded roles a lot of the time, just because of how it is, you know, in your own city when you're local, it's hard to get cast. So we're really always chatting and talking about the conversation about how to create your own. And we create our own videos all the time, put our music that we sing together in there for other clients. We work with a lot of high-end clients to promote their brand, and then we put it toward that, and then we connect to other people. We're an open book, and we will share our connections with people who need it.
And to carry that legacy forward long term is honestly what's next. Opening up more doors in the singing music world, the acting, producing, directing world, cinematography, videography, photography world. All these worlds we're tapped into. We just want to keep those doors open, not even, you know, for the people who are following in our footsteps to follow through, and to show them that it's possible
to do it all and not be labeled as one thing.
Live your dreams to the fullest.
And you're doing that.
Absolutely agree.
And it's wonderful. So inspiring. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really proud to share as well, because you'd ask what am I up to in the future, and it's hard for me to talk about myself all the time, but I am really proud that I've been working on a show called February's Dog by Paul J. Schnuck, starring Quinn Teachma and Kevin Davey and Will Webster and many more, and it's about mental health. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how we keep going, we work on our mental health a lot of the time, and it inspired a show, this movie that I was on, our mental health podcast, which is on Roku. So we're creating content by ourselves, but we're also very open to working with amazing other people that would, you know?
Yes. Great. And people want to pick up a copy of I'm Here With?
Yep.
Chapters?
It's out digitally right now, and then the next issue, we're shooting for September in Chapters. The COVID kind of affected things, but we're still going with creating content. Never. Just like you, you know, we're really thankful for you wanting to share our story, because our story is about energy and light and being creative and not
collaborating.
Letting anybody
and collaboration, stop you. Especially with Rogues Acting Studio and Joy Norman Shaw, who, you know, helped us carry forth with this interview by providing us with this lovely space here at Rogues Acting Studio West Vancouver. Hi, Joe. This is why we're doing this. Yourselves included, we're able to collaborate, share our stories, share other people's stories, shine the light, be transparent, be vulnerable, and to just be ourselves, because this is who we are. And to be suppressed and oppressed our whole lives, to come out of that box still shining in a pandemic.
He got ACTRA during a pandemic.
So many
actually.
Things have been happening, and it's really, it's like our whole lives have led up to this moment to prove who the heck we are. I mean, the world's shut down, but we're still growing.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, okay, guys,
it's
keep
in
going.
Us. We're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Yes, and the show must go on.
You said it.
And if people want to follow you or contact, where can they go?
Jordan Gooden has Instagram, multiple accounts, experimental experience from his past years, and Jordan Gooden _the artist. And myself, I'm Here With Meg on Instagram, and I'm Here With Magazine on Facebook and online.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Christine.
And as I said, you're inspiring, and I'd love to have you both back.
I would
anytime.
Love to be back. Thank
Maybe
you
could have Joe on next.
I would like that.
He's done a lot for us to teach the community about acting.
Yes. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you guys for watching.
Be right back after this break. A long break.
Right?
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.